Hello and welcome to Guided Truths 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 167. And I wanted to touch on today a little bit about stress management. I have studied in this area now for almost 10 years as a manual therapist, but also as a coach. And, you know, as far as muscle tension goes, it is proven by many that it is inclusive of anxiety. So if we are having anxiety, or if we are stressed at work, or we have something going on in our lives, which we all seem to at the moment, but anything stressful or that you know is causing you insomnia and things like that, that muscle tension is evident. And that's due to chemical changes in the body and the brain as well. So whether you delve into meditation or not, whether you have breathing exercises you do, I know some like to use forms of yoga for breathing and relaxation. Some will take up practices such as Tai Chi, which I have trained in myself for 15, 20 years. Or there are other forms of exercise that help with breathing as well. But today, I just wanted you to really just take out 4 minutes. We have 4 minutes left today on this recording, to actually just take a few breaths. I'm going to read through the beginning of a relaxation muscle program. Was founded and created by a Dr. Jacobson. So he found that the relaxation procedure with a lot of his clients and patients actually were effective with people that had high anxiety, things like ulcers. A lot of people that have high anxiety have ulcers in their mouth or within their bodies. They have insomnia. And they also have hypertension, so breathing is actually an issue as well. So I'd like you to find a comfortable position, and just, you can sit in a chair, so you can find just a comfortable couch or a comfortable chair that you like. You don't need to be lying down, but if that is more comfortable for you, then sure, by all means lie down. I'm not going to run through the whole thing here. There is a lot of history or a lot of research that needs to be done before you can run through a procedure like this. Some of these breathing techniques that I've trained in and taught are actually used by, you know, people like the Navy SEALs and a lot of these high-functioning individuals that actually use these practices as part of their training. And so I don't want you to underestimate the importance of breathing and the importance of relaxation, even when you are in, a high stress job. And some of us are born for those jobs. Some of us can cope with those jobs. I am one of those people. Under pressure, I seem to perform better. However, I don't underestimate the importance of relaxation and breathing and how important that actually is. So let's just do 1 minute. So find a comfortable seat and put yourself into either a reclined position. You are welcome to lie down, but just listen to my words and we'll just run through the first 5 steps. So we have 1, selected a comfortable sitting and reclining position. Loosen tight clothing. Uncross your legs and arms, making sure you are relaxed and comfortable. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. Then just allow your breath to find its own rhythm. Close your eyes and focus on your body. We will begin by tensing your toes and feet. Hold this tension and then let go, relaxing. feel the difference between the relaxed state and the tense. Now tense your lower legs, your knees and thighs. Hold the muscles tensed for as long as you can, and then release and relax. So that today is a very small insight into how we can work through the whole body. We can focus on each part of the body. We can tense the muscles or that part of the body really intensely, and then releasing that tension so that we can actually feel that in our body. I think we find we are actually in a more of a tense state than we realize. And doing this type of practice can actually help those who aren't aware of their body mechanics, who aren't aware of their breathing, and who aren't actually aware of the tension they actually carry in their body. We've all heard of triggers, but certain triggers can actually tense certain muscles in the body as well, especially if it's been affected from, you know, your childhood or your adolescence. A lot of these things are subconscious. So that was just a wee brief intro into the world of, some like to call it meditation, I just like to call it stress management or relaxation procedures that I think more need to be aware of. And yeah, hopefully we will have more of those to come. So look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And enjoy your quiet time, even if it is just taking 5 minutes or even, you know, half an hour to just lie there, feel the tension where it is in your body, and even just that feeling of getting to used to feeling even what tension is, I think is a very good start. Good night.